As we close the eyes, recognize that those eyes are a gateway. They're a gateway for the mind to interact with the world. According to yoga, that's the definition of extroversion, from mind to the organs and organs to the world. By that way, our inner thoughts interact with this physical reality around us. But goading all our energies in that external direction all the time does not make a balanced mind or body. So we have to use those eyes, or really the mind, as a gateway to go the other direction. And by closing the eyes, we close down those sensory organs, the eyes we rely so heavily on. By folding back the tongue, by hearing within, by feeling within, feeling the vibration of mind, we start to introvert. And instead of the mind going to the organs and then to the external world, the mind will go to your consciousness. And from consciousness, unit consciousness, it will tap in towards cosmic consciousness. And that's what's called introversion, introversion of mind. So as we shut down the gateways of the sensory and motor organs, the mind starts to make its way inside. And this itself is a great endeavor of mind. The mind regains its original shape and form. It sheds itself of all the external colors it has accumulated. Colors means distractions. And it starts to become whole again, no longer bifurcated or trifurcated or split or divided, but one single mind. And that brings a great sense of relief and peace, just that much itself. So just work on breathing, on quieting, on stilling. Till the mind starts feeling buoyant, wholesome, balanced. Try and see your mental wavelengths. Are they slow, steady, straight, or are they jagged? and start to draw yourself focused to the most innermost point of your mind. Find that singular most cell. Retreat to that space. And in that tangential point from mind to consciousness or mind to soul or whatever you want to call it, go into the most pure aspect of yourself. And here we're going to start to shed ourselves. You just breathe, you let the feelings of I-ness, of individuality subside. And as we slow the breath and shed ourselves, just let your breath start to link with that greater cosmic breath around you throughout cross time and space. As if you can physically see your mental wavelength start to move out across the universe and join a whole orchestra of other wavelengths very sweetly, just expressing across the cosmos. Your breath, your thought working in harmony. In harmony with the whole greater cosmic orchestra. Where there's no leg pulling or arm wrestling, but you just move in that flow deeply. It's this type of introversion that brings us back to our source position, hits our restart or reset, and gives us the opportunity to expand and explore and go beyond. Give yourself 5, 6, 7 more slow, lengthened respirations. Try and breathe so delicately that almost no vibrations create just the ease. This introversion of mind is so helpful and brings about a whole sense of psychic peace and balance. So for the yogis then, introversion doesn't mean whether one is quiet or they talk a lot or don't talk a lot. It's how far one sets their mind on the endeavor to go within. How engaged they are in intuitional practice or sadhana or meditation. Four or five long, slow respirations, clearing, awakening. Through this process of introversion, we recreate, reconstitute our whole psychic platform. And when that changed, when that's changed, everything has changed. And the beautiful thing is that by going inside, we only aid, it's only a benefit. It'll always bring the mind in the right direction. On the next inhale, draw the palms together, thumbs to the Trikuti point. And just taking stock of that psychic sanctuary, the thumbs touching between the eyebrows, setting our endeavor, our course for inward journey. And then drawing the hands down to the heart, palms together, elbows to the outside. And just consecrating that with our own heart feeling and goodness towards one and all. Internally we say namaskar.